We're going to read a passage first from the Gospel by Matthew.
我哋先读一段嘅经文喺马太福音
，Chapter 21。
马太福音第二十一章。
Matthew Chapter 21。
马太福音第二十一章。
Beginning from verse 33。
我哋由第三十三节嚟到开始。
We'll read to verse 41.
我们读到第41节。
Matthew 21, from verse 33 to 41.
马太福音第21章由33节读到第41节。
Here the Lord is speaking a parable.
在这里主要是讲个比喻。
And we already have spoken about what a parable is.
我们已经稍微提过是比喻是什么。
It's an earthly story.With a heavenly meaning.
是一个地上的故事，但是一个属天的意思。
The Lord spoke many parables.
主讲很多的比喻。
And his purpose was to make simple, clear, important spiritual truths.
在这些的比喻里面，很简单，讲出一些很高深的属灵的真理。
So let us follow carefully what he speaks in this parable.
让我们很留心的来到跟随看看主在这些比喻里面是讲什么。
You're going to read.
是马太福音第21章的33节至41节。你们再听一个比喻，有一个家主栽了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒池，盖上盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。收果子的时候近了，就打发仆人到园户那里去收果子。园户拿住仆人，打了一个，杀了一个，用石头打死一个。主人又打发别的仆人去，比先前更多。园户还是照样待他们。后来打发他的儿子到他们那里去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说：这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。他们就拿住他，推他出葡萄园外，杀了园主。来的时候，出了园外杀了园主。来的时候，要怎样处置这些园户呢？他们说：要下毒手，除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按时求交果子的园户。
Let us pray a moment.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们主，我们感谢你的话。
And how profitable it is to us.
你的话对我们何等的有益处。
And you mean us to learn of you thereby.
你的意思是要我们从你的话里面来到认识你。
And what we have an opportunity to do.
我们今天有何等的机会，我们能够这样的认识你。
If you did not speak, we would never know what you were like.
主啊，如果你不说话，我们就永远都不会知道你是怎样的。
We would never know what you desire.
我们就不会知道究竟你渴慕的要什么。
But you have spoken.
但主你曾经说话。
And your word says,
你的话讲，
take heed to him that speaketh.
他说你要留心听那个讲说话的人。
So give us an ear to hear.
求主给我们有耳朵来听。
And give us patience to listen to what we hear.
给我们有忍耐来去听。
For Lord, we hear so many things, but we're not listening.
主啊，我们很多时听到很多声音，但我们没听到什么。
But in this matter, please let us listen as well as hear.
主啊，我们求你在这些事情里面，主，我们不单只听到个声音，更加能够听得明白。
We ask in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来求。
Amen. Notice what we have in verse 38.
我们留意第38节。
In verse 38, when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir! Come, let us kill him! And then we'll see, let us seize his inheritance.
我们第38节那里说，不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。
This is the heir.
这个就是那个承受产业的。
This is the son. This is the heir.
这个儿子是承受产业的。
Yesterday we began to think about what that means, heir.
再我们跟大家交通 是去思想这个承受产业、啊、这个后字是什么意思。
It's not hair,、
啊、不是头发啦。
It's H-E-I-R.、
啊、是英文是 H-E-I-R.
And what does it mean?、
啊、什么意思啊？
It's reference to one who has a right to expect from the parent or from the employer his share, his rights.
啊，你讲到嗰个有权利，吓、啊、系得着，无论佢父亲或者系啊雇佣佢嘅人，吓、啊、佢所有嘅能够有权利承受产业或者雇佣佢嘅人啊嘅股份。
It's wonderful to be an heir.
是好一件好奇妙嘅事情。如果你系一个后嗣
，to have something you can expect in the future，
吓系一啲嘢你能够将来你期望能够得到嘅。
You may have to wait for it，
或者你需要等
，because you got to wait till your dad dies，
啊，因为你要等到你父亲死咗，你先能够承受。
Or whoever your benefactor may be，
吓、啊、或者无论任何啊边个人系要将产业留俾你嘅。
It's only when the benefactor dies that the heir really inherits。
啊、唯有是当那个、啊、是将产业传给你的人死了、啊、你才这个承继人才能够承受这个产业。
Now the Bible speaks about heir, the heir.、
啊、圣经里面讲到、啊、讲到、啊、后嗣或者承继产业的时候都有讲到一个特别一个承继产业的人。
And also refers to the heirs.、
啊、但也有一个众数的、啊、承继产业的人。
There is the singular.
啊，嗰、那个单数嘅
，the heir，
啊，系嗰位承继产业嘅人。
That's what we have here。
啊，喺呢度我哋读到嘅就系嗰个啦。
These husbandmen said this is the heir。
啊，呢啲嘅原户就话系嗰个承继产业嘅人。
But, thank God, there are heirs as well。
我哋感谢神，嗰度唔单止剩一个一位嘅承继产业，嗰度有好多嘅承继产业嘅人。
And as we said yesterday afternoon, or we noticed in the scripture，、
啊、就我哋琴日下昼我哋所交通喺圣经里边我哋睇见嘅。
The Apostle Paul says, if we're children，、
啊、所以使徒保罗就话，如果我哋系儿子
，we're heirs，
我哋就系后嗣啦。
We want to learn a little more about that.、
啊、我们今天是要来到学习多一点关于作同作后字。
But first, the singular.
但首先我们先交通的是那个那一位的、啊、承继者是那个单数那个。
The heir.
是那位的承继者。
Who's that?、
啊、他是谁呢
?When Jesus gives us this parable,、啊、who is he talking about?
当主耶稣给我这个比喻的时候他是讲的哪一个呢
When he refers to the words of the husbandman, this is the heir.
当这个讲到话，那些原户这样讲，那个就是承继产业的了，究竟是谁呢？
Well, we can find the answer to our question.
我们能够、啊、从圣经里面找到这个问题的答案。
You know what I said yesterday?
你知道我昨天跟大家说什么呢？
We learn very well by asking questions.、
啊、你如果是问问题呢，你就学到很多东西了。
Because that's a good way of learning.
因为问问题是一个学习的好的途径。
And there's always an answer.
不过常常是一个答案的。
Now when you start to read your Bible,
当你开始读你的圣经的时候
you may find it a bit、difficult.
或者你会发觉是这个困难。
You may say, oh well, I don't think this book belongs to me.
或者你说、啊、我想这本书不属于我的。
But、just ask a few questions.
但如果你问这个问题
Five questions you can ask.
你可以问五个问题。
When you read your portion,
啊，当你读你圣经的时候
，it may be in the New Testament, may be in the Old.
啊，无论系读新约或者旧约
，it may be long, it may be only short.
啊，无论系长嘅经文或者短嘅经文
，but in order to learn from it,
如果你啊想从佢哋度有得学到啲嘢
，ask five questions.
你问五个嘅问题。
In this passage, is there a promise?
啊、在这个经文里面是不是有一个应许呢
There are more than 3,000 promises in the Bible.
在圣经里面有多过3,000个的应许。
That's wonderful, isn't it?
啊，这个挺奇妙的，是不是
Why?
为什么
Well, because God expects us to enjoy the fulfillment of the promise.、
啊、因为神他期望我们能够享用这应许的成就。
So in your passage,、
啊、所以在这个经文里面
is there a promise?
那里有没有一个应许呢
And if you find a promise,
如果你找到个应许
what to do with it?、
啊、你怎样对待对待这个应许呢
no, 你的 no, no, no. Claim it.
你要找住它
Claim it.
你要神那里来到
Here's a promise.
是要神来到求这个应许
Lord, I will be with you, the Lord says.
啊, 主啊, 我与你同在,
that's a promise.
这个应许,
claim it.
啊, 你要在神那里去要这个应许,
and if you claim it,
如果你在神那里要这个应许,
it means you believe it.
啊, 那个意思就是你信神的应许,
now, do you believe it?
你信不信啊?
Or not?
或者不信?
It is so often we do not really challenge our faith. Do I believe this?
很多时候我们对我们的信心,我们并没有这个挑战,我们并没有说信他。
And if I believe a promise,
如果我信一个应许,
well, claim it.
啊, 你就要在神那里要这个应许成就了。
And if you see something else, the second thing,
啊, 第二样,你自己问的问题,
you find in your portion a sin,
啊, 你在这个, 啊, 经文里面有没有找到一个罪啊?
Because God is very faithful to tell us sin and what sin is.
啊, 因为神是很忠心的,
so if you read about a sin in the Bible,
如果在圣经里面特别一个罪,
what do you do with that?
啊, 你怎么对付这件事?
Leave it.
啊, 你就离开它了。
Do you?
你会不会?
When you read about a sin that you know is your sin,
当你读到圣经里面讲到这罪的时候, 你知不知道这个你犯的罪啊?
What do you do?
你怎么做啊?
Leave it!
离开他!
He that forsaketh his sin,
啊, 那个离弃他的罪的人,
will prosper.
啊, 他就会亨通了。
So, two things. First, a promise.
第一样是应许,
then a sin.
第二样是罪,
and then a commandment.
啊, 第三是命令。
In the Bible, so many commandments.
啊, 圣经里面有很多的命令。
Now, we don't like commandments, do we?
啊, 我们不喜欢命令, 是不是?
That's law.
啊, 这个律法。
And children, anyway, don't like law.
啊, 小孩子都不喜欢律法的。
They don't want mother or father to say no.
啊, 他们不喜欢父母说不准。
Don't do that.
不要这么做。
But if we read in our passage a commandment,
但如果我们读神的话, 读到一个应许,
what to do?
我们怎么做呢?
Obey it.
我们要信服。
Obey it.
我们要信从。
Now this is a simple way of reading your Bible.
啊, 这个很简单的方法来读你的圣经。
And profiting by it.
啊, 是能够叫我们读的时候得到益处。
So first,
所以第一样,
a promise.
是应许。
Second,
第二样,
a sin.
是罪。
Third,
第三,
a commandment.
是命令。
And fourth,
第四,
an example.
是一个榜样。
There are many examples.
在圣经里面有很多的榜样。
Good examples.
有好的榜样。
Paul the Apostle speaks of, you do what I do.
啊, 保罗说, 你要效法我。
Because he was a good example.
啊, 因为他是一个好的榜样。
There are people you should not follow.
没有这些人你不要跟随啊。
You should not trust.
你不要信他啊。
You should not believe.
你不要信靠他啊。
But if there's someone who's a good example,
但如果有一个好的榜样,
well, follow.
你要跟随,
follow a good example.
你要跟随好的榜样。
And then finally,
最后,
is there anything in my passage about Jesus?
啊, 在我读的经文里面有没有一些东西讲到耶稣呢?
Can I learn anything about Jesus?
啊, 我能不能看到认识一些东西关于耶稣的呢?
You know, Jesus is in all the scriptures.
你知道耶稣在所有圣经里面都有的。
We read about Jesus in Genesis.
我们甚至在创世纪都读到关于耶稣。
And right through the Old Testament.
整本的旧约里面都有耶稣。
And through the New.
啊, 直到新约。
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
耶稣, 耶稣, 耶稣。
So expect to find in your passage,
你应该期望在你的圣经里面,
some reference by type or by word to Jesus.
啊, 无论是预表, 无论是, 啊, 明显的经文是讲到耶稣。
That may be a little more difficult, but never mind.
这个话题会比较难一点, 但不要紧。
Ask the question,
问这个问题,
and find the answer.
你就找到答案。
Jesus is like salt.
耶稣就是盐,
he says we are supposed to be like salt.
啊, 主说我们应该是盐,
but Jesus is like salt.
啊, 主耶稣是盐,
and do you know this about salt?
你知不知道盐是怎样的呢?
It's in all the ocean.
啊, 盐在海里面,
isn't it?
是不是呢?
Whichever ocean you're in,
无论任何的大海洋,
whether it's the Indian or the Pacific or the Atlantic,
无论印度洋, 无论太平洋, 无论大西洋,
you put your finger down and suck it, You'll find salt. That's like our Lord Jesus. He's in all the scriptures. So it's worthwhile reading your Bible. Don't neglect it. The more you read it, the more you'll profit by it. And don't forget to ask questions. Who said that? What did he say? When did he say it? Why did he say it? What was the result of his saying it? See, so many questions, but you get good answers. Well, now here, we've got a statement. What is it? This is the heir. Now, who is the heir? Turn to Hebrews. Chapter
3.
Chapter 1, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter
1.
We'll read the first two verses. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
希伯来书第一章的第一和第二节，神记在古时藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Now notice that's a very important introduction to this book of Hebrews.
留意，在这本书有一个很奇妙的引子来到开始希伯来书。
God has spoken.
神曾经说话。
Spoken many times. But in these last days, particularly, and finally, by his Son. What about him? Whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now let's say that together, shall we? You can say it in Chinese, I'll say it in English. Just three things. Jesus, heir of all things. Ready? Jesus, heir of all things. Of some things? No. Of all things. Say it again. Jesus heir of all things. Now that's very important for us to realize. Because we are tempted to say, that's mine. I can speak as I like. No. He is heir of all things. What does it say in Psalm 24 verse 1 we quoted yesterday? Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's tremendous. The fullness of the earth is His. And when it says that Jesus is the appointed heir of all that, we've got to sit up and take notice. You know, every breath you breathe is given to you by Him. And every thought you have is meant to be His. Every word you speak is meant to be His. We have to remember.
我们要记得,
we had a young woman for a little while staying in a room which we had above in our house.
我们曾经有一段时候,有一个年轻的女子,
and we had an unfortunate surprise.
我们有一个,
we found she was living in sin.
我们发觉她活在罪的里面,
and when my wife spoke to her about it,
当我的妻子跟她讲话的时候,
she said, my body's my own.
她说, 我身体是我的,
I can do what I like with it.
我喜欢做,
you can't. You cannot do what you like with it.
你不可以, 你不能够,
it's not yours.
你不能够喜欢怎么做就怎么做, 因为不是你的,
it's not mine.
这个不是我的,
it's his.
是他的,
because he's the heir to all things.
因为他是承受万有的,
there's not a thing that he does not have a right to.
那么一样东西,
your thoughts,
你的心思,
your words,
你的说话,
your works,
你的工作,
your ways,
你的途径,
everything.
一切,
now, if you don't like it, never mind for the moment, it's a fact.
你可以不喜欢, 不要紧,
do you believe it?
你信不信呢?
Do you believe it?
你信不信呢?
He's the heir of all. He's the heir of my body.
啊, 他是承受万有的, 他是我的身, 承受我的身体的,
this is not mine.
这个不是我的,
it's his.
是他的,
can I do what I like with it?
我可不可以喜欢怎么做就怎么做呢?
No.
不可以,
it's his.
是他的,
and if it's his,
如果是他的,
what have I got to do?
我应该怎么做啊?
I've got to give an account to him.
我就要向他交账啊,
I have to give an account to the one whose right it is.
我要向那位有权利占有拥有我的那个交账,
for words I speak,
我所说的话,
thoughts I have,
我所想的东西,
ways I take,
我所行的道路,
everything.
每一样东西,
now that's not frightening really.
其实这个不是叫你很害怕的,
it's wonderful.
其实很奇妙的,
wonderful when I recognize that I am not my own.
啊, 很奇妙的, 当我领会到, 原来我不是属于我自己的,
because I'm thereby progressing toward wonderful realities, wonderful experience.
啊,
see what we read in Corinthians?
啊, 我们看看哥林多前书是说什么?
1 Corinthians,
哥林多前书,
chapter 6,
第六章,
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章,
know ye not that your body, oh, here we are, verse 15.
第15节,
know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid.
哥林多前书第六章第十五节，岂不知你们的身体是基督的肢体吗？ 我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？ 断乎不可。
And now verse 19.
第十九节,
what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and which you have from God, and you are not your own?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿么? 这圣灵是从神而来住在你们里头的, 并且你们不是自己的人。
That's something for us to learn and remember.
这是一些东西,
never forget.
我们要, 啊, 记住, 我们要学习, 我们不可以忘记的。
Your body is meant to be a temple of the Holy Spirit.
你的身体应该是圣灵的殿。
We are not our own.
我们不是属于我们自己的。
Now, when we come back to this parable,
当我们回去看这个比喻的时候,
and these men, husbandmen,
啊, 这些员户,
working in the vineyard of their master,
啊, 他们在他们的主人的葡萄园里面来工作,
and the son, the heir, comes to take his share,
啊, 这个儿子, 这个承继产业的, 来到要得他那份,
they say, this is the heir.
啊, 他们就说这个承继产业的,
come, let us kill him.
是,
take his inheritance. And what did they do?
他们怎么做呢?
Well, is the figure of what they did. Why did our Lord Jesus die upon the cross? Because they said, we will not have him to rule over us. That's why he died. They said they would not have him.
There are many
today, perhaps not here, but there are many today who say, no, 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 I am my own. What is mine is mine. And I will do what I like with it. Don't do that. They slew the heir of the kingdom when Christ died. The one whom God the Father had appointed heir of all things was crucified. Why? Because the world said we won't have him. And there was another one behind the world in saying that. What was that? It was Satan. The heir is recognized. His identity is clear. His rights are indisputable. But there was an enemy who said he shall not have. One who said, I will exalt myself to be as God. I will ascend to the heights of the majesty on high. Who was that? That's the enemy of the heir. He's the enemy of all the heirs. Who would deprive and deny us the right to our inheritance. He died. Jesus died. He died because he had enemies. There was a rival who said, I will be equal with God. Now what happened to that? He was cast down. God said, can't have two gods. So we read according to Ezekiel chapter 28 and Isaiah 14. How Satan was cast down. But was that the end of Satan? No. Well, he said, if I can't be God up there, I'll be God down here. So what did he do? He came to take over the world. And that's what he did. And what did he become? The God of this world. We read about that, don't we? It's one of Satan's titles. The God of this world. Now what has he done? When he's come here to usurp the rights of Jesus, to deprive the real heir of his inheritance, what has he done, this God of this world? See in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Well, we better read verse
3.
But if, give you time to find it, chapter 4 and verse 4,
verse 3.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them who are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
哥林多后书的第四章的第三节和第四节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人，并且世界的神弄瞎了心眼， 不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
In the Bible, there's the God of heaven.
在圣经里面都有天上的神。
But in the Bible, there's this other God.
在圣经里面都有讲到有另外的神。
The God of this world.
在这个世界的神。
That's another name for Satan.
这个是撒旦的另一个名。
In the first epistle of John, something else is said about him. First epistle of John, chapter
5,
and verse
19.
We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the wicked one. Now, this is in it.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都卧在那恶者手下。
Here we have a description of this world.
啊，呢度系咁样嘅形容呢个世界。
It lieth in the evil one.
啊，佢系卧喺个恶者嘅手下。
And this is what the God of this world does.
啊，呢个系呢个世界嘅王所做嘅。
He blinds the minds of those who are unbelievers that they should not see the beauty, glory, and reality.Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
世界嘅王撒旦，佢叫嗰啲唔信神嘅人嘅眼系盲咗，以致佢睇唔到耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
Why is it there might be some here who say I don't see any beauty in Jesus?
吓，点解咁咧？点解有啲人今日喺度话我见唔到耶稣嘅荣美咧？
Oh, I don't see any need of Him in my life.
我睇唔到我需要耶稣喺我生命里面啊。
I don't think that He's so important.
我唔觉得佢系咁重要啊。
How is it that some people say that?
點解有啲人咁樣講咧？
And they may attend the meeting.
嚇，佢哋可以嚟聚會。
And they've never really seen the reality and the wonder of the Savior of mankind.
嚇，但係佢睇唔到嗰個奇妙嘅救世主嘅榮美。
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
嚇，喺呢個世界。即系王啊，弄瞎咗佢哋嘅呢啲唔面望人嘅心眼，以致佢哋睇唔见啊耶稣基督嘅荣美。
When our eyes have been opened, when our spiritual eyes have been opened,
啊，当我哋属灵嘅眼睛被打开嘅时候
，we wonder why people are so blind.
吓，我哋就稀奇点解人嘅眼系咁盲噶
？I can't see it.
我睇唔到啊。
I don't think that means that.
我谂呢度唔系咁嘅意思啊。
And we wonder why people are so short-sighted or so blind.
吓，我哋就稀奇点解人系咁盲咁近视嘅咧
？It's the God of this world that has blinded them.
吓，因为世界嘅神系弄瞎咗佢哋嘅心眼啊。
And what is the result?
嗰个结果系乜嘢咧
？They're lost.
吓，佢哋就迷失啦。
They're lost.
吓，佢哋就失丧啦。
They're in the devil's hands.
吓，佢哋喺魔鬼嘅手下。
He is their God.
啊，魔鬼就系佢哋嘅神啦。
They may not call him that.
虽然佢哋唔称魔鬼做佢哋嘅神。
But he's the one they honor and worship.
啊，但系其实佢哋所敬拜、所侍奉嘅系魔鬼。
What's the remedy when the husbandmen say, "This is the heir, let us kill him"?
啊，当呢个嘅原户话呢个承受产业嘅，我哋杀咗佢，咁有咩嘅解决咧
？What's the remedy when that which is a lawful possession? Has gone out of our hand.
吓，当嗰个系本来系属于佢哋嘅产业，系脱离咗佢嘅手啦。
God has a remedy for that.
神系有一个解决。
We're thinking about it in the Bible class, I think.
吓，我哋读圣经嘅查经里边，我哋有咁思想到。
Although most of it was Chinese and I couldn't understand.
吓，虽然查经嘅时候好多系中文，我听唔明。
I got some idea of what you were thinking.Thinking about,
啊！但我都听到啲你哋所交通嘅。
The inheritance
喺嗰个产业。
Our legitimate inheritance
啊！我哋嗰个合法嘅产业。
If we're children of God，
如果我哋神嘅儿子
，we're heirs of God，
我哋就系神嘅后嗣。
But if by any accident or incident our inheritance has gone out of our hand，
啊！但如果系因为我呢个意外或者我呢个情况。啊！以致我哋嘅产业系离开我哋嘅手。
God has arrangements whereby it can be recovered。
吓，神系有佢嘅途径，能够叫我哋得翻我哋嘅产业。
That's why Jesus is called our Savior。
吓，所以耶稣基督就称为系我哋嘅救主。
Because he can recover, he can save, he can bring from the one who unlawfully holds it back to our possession.
因为他能够将那个不合法抢走了我们的产业的，从他手里面能够将我们得回那个产业。
And it's important for us to realize
是我们都重要的，我们需要去领会,
that God is holy.
神是圣洁的,
He is righteous.
是他是公义的,
He has fixed laws, not only for you and I, but for Himself.
神有定规的律法,
and in whatever He does, He is never illegal.
神所做的一切都不会不合法的。
When I was in Burma,
当我在缅甸的时候,
I met a Burman.
我遇到一个缅甸的人,
he was very well educated man, he was a lawyer.
都受教育的一个律师,
but he said to me,
但他跟我说,
God is sovereign, he can do anything.
他说神是有绝对权柄的,
that sounds right, doesn't it?
好像是对,
but it's wrong.
但其实是错,
God can't do everything.
神不可以做一切的事,
he can't lie, can he?
神不可以说大话,
he can't deceive.
他不能骗你,
he certainly won't disappoint.
他肯定不会叫你失望,
God is sovereign, yes.
没错,
but he's subject to his own laws, which makes him righteous.
但他服于他自己所定的律法, 乃至他是公义的。
And there are some things he cannot do. He cannot accept somebody else instead of me. He cannot accept somebody else instead of you. You see, people say, Christ died for us. Christ died instead of us. Well, to a degree, that's true.
没错,是从某方面是对的,他代替我们死,
but it's not the whole truth.
但这个不是全部的真理,
because it would be illegal.
因为这样的缘故, 他这样会不会都不合法了,
and God is righteous.
神是公义的,
he won't do anything that's out of the law or against the law.
神不可以在律法之外,或者反对律法来做些事,
and we're going to see how when a thing has gone out of his hand or out of our hand, he has a righteous remedy for redeeming it.
他有一个公义的,
in Jeremiah,
耶利米书,
chapter 32,
第32章,
we have a parable, a wonderful parable of this truth here.
啊,讲了一个很奇妙的一个比喻,是讲到这个真理。
It's not called a parable, of course.
当然在这里并没有讲到是一个比喻。
We're told about something that was historical.
我们讲到的是历史性的事情。
In the Jeremiah chapter 32,
耶利米书第32章,
Jeremiah is told to do something.
耶利米就被叫做一些事。
He's told to redeem an inheritance that's not in his hand.
他要被吩咐来到去赎回一块地，不在他手里边的。
Jeremiah is in prison.
耶利米在监狱里面。
He's been rejected by the people.
他被百姓来到拒绝。
But he has a messenger.
但他是一个神差派传话的人。
See verse 8. Jeremiah 32, oh sorry, no, 32, I'm looking, wrong chapter. 32, verse 6. Jeremiah, and Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle's son, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it.
耶利米书第32章的6至7节，耶利米书耶和华的话临到我说，你叔叔沙龙的儿子哈拿妙必来见你，说我在阿拿特那块的那块地求你买来，因为买这地是属是合乎赎回之理。
In the book of Leviticus,
在利未记,
we're told about property that might go out of the hand of the rightful owner.
读到有这个产业是从本来属于他的地，本来属于他的主人的手里面被卖出去了。But
the rightful owner might regain opportunity to redeem it.
但那个合法的原本合法的那个主人，他能够有这样的权利来赎回来。
He might have been too poor that he couldn't keep it, it had to go out of his hand.
或者他太窮了,他沒辦法能夠贖回,他要賣出去了。
But if he recovered,
但如果他儲夠錢的時候,
and could repurchase it,
他可以買回來,
it would be his.
他仍然可以歸他。
Long ago I heard a story of a little boy.
很久以前我聽到一個小孩子的故事。
He had a very nice toy yacht.
他有一個很漂亮的玩具帆船。
He was very happy with his new toy.
他很喜歡他這個新的玩具。
Then somehow he lost it.
但不知怎樣他就失去了。
And he was so upset.
他就很不開心了。
But then one day, going along the street,
那天他在街上走的时候,
he saw his yacht in the window of a shop.
他看见他自己的船在一个仓储的里面,一个店的仓储那里。
That was his yacht.
是他的。
So what did he do?
那他怎么做呢?
He went in.
他进去。
He said, Sir, you've got my yacht in your window.
他说,先生,你仓储的船是我的。
It's mine, the shopkeeper said it's mine.
他說是他的,但那個店的人又說是他的。
Well, the little boy said it's going to be mine.
但這個小孩子說,
I'll buy it.
我買回他,他就是我的了。
So he paid the price.
他就給錢了。
He said, now my yacht is twice mine. It was mine, and now it's mine again.
他說這個船是兩次屬於我的,本來是屬於我的。
That's how God restores that which is lost.
神是這樣來恢復他失去的東西。
That's what he did in Jesus.
他就透過耶穌這樣來做。
Restored what we had lost.
他來恢復我們所失去的東西。
But he also came into possession again of what was his.
但他仍然得到他本來屬於他的東西。
And when that kind of thing happened,
當這樣的事情發生的時候,
there was a very definite procedure.
那裡有很肯定的程序,
that it had to be legal, righteous.
那裡要合法的,
so that's what we've got here.
我們在這裡就讀到了。
Hanamel brings a message to Jeremiah.
哈拿妙就將這樣的信息帶到耶利米那裡,
about a field.
是那裡的一塊地,
to which he has a right,
本來他有權的,
which is not in his hand,
但不在他手裡,
but because he has a right to it,
但因為他有那個權利,
he can redeem it.
他就能夠贖回他。
So Hanamel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, by my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, in the right, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself.
第8節和第9節,我叔叔的兒子哈拿妙果然照耶和華的話,來到護衛兵的院內,對我說,我在便雅敏境內,阿拿特的那塊地,求你買來,因你買來是合乎承受之理,是你當屬的,你為自己買來吧。
Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord.
我耶利米就知道这是耶和华的话。
And see what follows.
我们看看跟着什么事发生了。
I bought the field of Hanamel, mine uncle's son, that was in Anathoth.
我便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿妙买了阿拿特那块地。
I weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver.
平了17舍客勒银子给他。
And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances.
第10節,我在契上簽押,將契約封函,又請見證人來,並用天平將銀子評給他。
So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open.
我便將照例按契約所立的買契,就是封函的那一張和敞開的那一張。
Here's a legal, a righteous procedure.
这个合法公义的过程,
to reclaim,
来到得返着,
and to redeem that, to
来到赎回,
be the owner.
原本那个主人,
the price had to be paid.
但那个代价是要付出去的。
It had to be paid in the presence of witnesses.
在证见证人的面前来付这个代价。
The record of the transaction had to be made.
那个契约,那个交易的那个记录是签码。
Recorded in two books.
那个有两张的契约。
In both was recorded the transaction, the purchase, the price that had been paid.
啊, 都是记录了那个交易和那个价钱。
In two books. When you make a purchase, when you bought a house, if you did buy a house here,
啊, 如果你买屋的时候,
did you not have the title deeds?
你是不是有那个契约呢?
You didn't purchase without having the title deeds, I'm sure.
啊, 你不会买,如果那里没有契约给你的,
because your ownership might be disputed.
啊, 因为如果你没有契约的时候, 啊, 你给了钱, 但是你那个属于你的那个权利就有问题了。
You must have the title deeds.
你一定有个契约。
Well, that's here.
这些就是这样说的。
The price was paid.
啊, 价钱是付了。
Christ died for our sins.
啊, 基督为我们的罪死。
According to the gospel.
啊, 按照这个福音。
He died in the presence of witnesses.
啊, 他在见证人的面前为我们死。
Paul says, speaking to King Agrippa, this was not done in a corner.
啊, 保罗和阿基帕王这样说,他说,这些事情不是在暗地里面做的。
No, the witnesses.
保罗有很多见证人。
The Roman Gentiles were there.
罗马的外邦兵丁。
The Jewish leaders were there.
那些犹太人的领袖在那里。
And the disciples were there.
门徒都在那里。
And the common people were there.
那些平民百姓都在那里。
It's a public event.
这个公众所发生的事情。
The death of our Lord Jesus Christ is historical.
我们的主耶稣的死是历史的事实。
We don't believe cunningly devised fables.
我们信的不是一些人谣传的神话。
Our death of our Lord Jesus on the cross is historical. It happened. He's paying the price.
啊, 他在见证人的面前付出了一个代价。
That's what is here.
啊, 就是这里所说的了。
And what are the title deeds?
啊, 那个契约在哪里呢?
The title deeds were put in two books.
啊, 那个契约在两本书上面。
Record of the transaction, that is.
啊, 那个交易的记录。
Why in two books?
啊, 为什么两本两份的契约呢?
Because one is going to be sealed with seven seals.
啊, 因为一个契约是用七印来封住,
and the other is going to be open.
但另一张契约是躺开的,
and on the back of both there are the names of the witnesses.
啊, 在这个契约的两张契约的背后都有见证人签名。
So there's no doubt about the two being the same.
啊, 所以毫无疑问这两张契约都一样的。
What is witnessed?
啊, 都是有见证的,
by these people,
啊,
what is recorded in these books.
啊, 是记录在这两本书上面。
And that is true today.
啊, 直到今天都是真的。
There is still a sealed book.
啊, 今天有一本是封了的契约,
sealed with seven seals.
是用七个印来封住的,
here's the open book.
啊, 这本就是打开的书,
which everyone may read.
是我们每一个都可以读的,
to know of this transaction.
是知道神所立的这个契约,
in order to recover us who were lost.
是来到要恢复我们本来丧失丧了迷失了的,
and recover to us that which was lost.
啊, 是要将我们本来失去的, 神来到恢复回,
the record is here.
是那个记录在这里呢,
and it can be read.
是我们能够读的,
the other book is sealed.
但另一本书是封了的,
but we read about it again.
但我们会读到的,
in the book of the Revelation.
在启示录那里我们读到,
what do we read there?
啊, 我们自己看启示录,
Revelation chapter 5,
启示录的第五章,
Revelation chapter 5,
启示录的第五章,
Sorry, I'm not so quick at finding the places nowadays. Chapter 5, verse 1.
启示录的第五章的第一节,
I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written, wherein on within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
启示录的第五章第一节, 我看见在宝座的右手中有书卷, 里外都写着字, 用七印封严了。
Here, the book is in the hand. The sealed book is in the hand. of him who is on the throne.
这个书卷是封住的，在那个坐在宝座的那个右手的里面。
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
第二节，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon.
在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的。
I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.
因为没有配展开、配看那书卷的，我就大哭。
Why?
为什么
Is the whole thing going to be a farce, a failure?
是不是一切都最后好像一个闹剧，一个失败呢？
Because this person weeping realizes what that book is.
这个喊的人他知不知道那本书是讲什么呢？
It's the title deeds for the heir appointed.
这个是那个是承继万有的，那个 他所有的那个契约。
I beheld and lo, in the midst of the throne,And of the four beasts and the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. That's verse 6.
我又看第六節像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天那去的。
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne.
这羔羊前来，从宝座坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
Read the next two verses.
我们就跟着那两节。
Eight and nine.
第八、第九节。
You read.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十位长老。就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祷告。他们唱新歌说：你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Thou was slain，
系嗰只羊被杀嘅。
And thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
你用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归神。
What a moment when this really happens.
这个何等的时刻，当这事情发生的时候。
When the heir of all things.
当这个承受万有者。
Is in the throne with the Lamb.
在这个宝座的上面。
And has the book, the title deeds of his inheritance in his hand.
他有这个他的契约，这个他承受产业的这个契约在他的手里面。
And begins to remove one seal after the other.
他将这个封了严封的这个契这个书卷的印一个一个的揭开。
What a moment for all those who were witnesses.
那些见证的人是对于那些见证的人能够看见的是何等的一个景象。
And specially,For those who had taken it out of his right, as they thought.
特别是他们的权利，他们的本来属于他们的，从他们的手被拿走的。
You see, as this book is opened,
你知道当这个书卷被打开的时候，
one seal, second seal, third seal, and so on.
第一个人，第二个人，第三个人。
There's great disturbance in the earth.
在地上面有很大的扰乱。
It says, I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, chapter 6, verse 1.
第六章的第一节，我看见羔羊揭开七印中的第一印的时候。
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see.
就听见四活物中的一个活物，声音如雷说，你来。
Verse 2.
第二节。
You read.
我就观看，见有一只白马，骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他。他便出来，胜了又要得，又要胜。
Here's one going forth on a white horse to conquer.
这有一个骑白马的出来要得胜。
Who's that?
这个边个
Is it Jesus?
是不是耶稣?
Some thought so.
有人想是,
Some may think so still.
但有人仍然觉得是,
But now see what follows.
但我们接着读下去,
Awful war.
是一些很可怕的战争,
Awful destruction.
是很可怕的毁灭,
As each seal is broken,
当每一个印来就被打开的时候,
So the intense activity is there.
是有很多很多的活动,
What is this?
这是什么来的?
Satan resisting to the very last.
撒旦在那里要抵抗到最后,
And employing what we called in the last world war, the scorched earth. And if I can't keep it, I'll destroy it. He shan't have it. The enemy is not willing to surrender his illegally occupied property. So in these chapters,
所以在这些经文里面,
6, 7,
第六,第七章,
8,
第八章,
9,
第九章,
we find trouble, trouble, trouble.
我们发觉那里麻烦, 麻烦, 麻烦,
and some people think, oh, war, war, war.
人说,这是灾祸, 灾祸, 灾祸.
This isn't the God that we want.
这不是我们要的神.
No, he's not the author of war.
不是,他不是开始争战的.
It's the adversary who's got illegally into his possession for a time, that which is not his.
那是仇敌,他暂时来到占据那些原本不合法所有的东西.
In chapter 11,
第十一章,
when the final seal of the book is opened,
当最后的印打开的时候,
what does it say?
那里说什么呢?
Chapter 11,
第十一章,
verse 15,
第十五节,
And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign for ever and ever.
第七章的十五节,第七位天使最后天上就有大声音说,世上的国成了我主和主基督的国,他要作王直到永永远远。
That's a great moment.
啊,这个何等的,大的,伟大的时刻,
when the final seal is broken,
当最后的印被打开,
and it's evident to all, who is the heir?
那对着所有的人就很清楚明显,谁是那个承继者了?
Who has the right to say, you're mine?
谁有权说,你是我的?
Now we'd like to hear that too. For ourselves, don't we?
我们希望那天我们听到个声音吗?
That the Lord should say,
主啊,
You're mine.
你是我的,
You're like the eye, like the apple of the eye.
你是我眼中的同人,
You're mine.
你是我的,
ah, but when the moment comes like this,
啊, 当那个时刻临到的时候,
when the real heir has the book opened,
承继的, 他将书卷打开,
the title deed, declared,
那个契约来到宣告,
You are not your own.
你不是你的,
and yet you've never got out of the hands of the usurper.
你从来都没有真的去到那个夺权者的手里面。
We've never committed ourselves, submitted ourselves to him.
从来都没有将我们自己来到服从他。
He's not our Lord and our Savior.
他不是我们的主,我们的救主。
I cannot positively say, yes, Lord, my Savior.
我不能够说,主啊,主啊,你是我的救主。
How serious that moment.
刚刚何等严肃的时刻。
We read here in chapter 9.
我们第九章来读到,
People were so afraid, so terrified.
人很害怕,
as they saw the hour approaching when it would be above dispute.
当那时刻来到,这个最大的争拗,要到最后的时刻。
They were not their own.
啊, 他们不是属于他们自己,
they were his.
他们是属于神的,
and because they weren't, they said, All rocks fall on us.
啊, 因为他们不是属于神, 他们说,
they want to die.
他们情愿死啊,
but they can't die.
但他们死不去,
it was a dreadful time described here.
啊, 这是记录的一个可怕的时刻,
but it's celebrating too the victory of Jesus.
啊, 他们都有耶稣是得胜的那个庆祝。
He is the heir.
他是那个承继者,
and he will inherit in due course.
他在时间的最终的里面,他会成就一切,
that to which he has an indisputable right.
那个原本属于他那个无可争拗的权利,
and if you're not written in that book, entitled deeds,
不是写在那个契约那个里面,没有你的名,
where are we going to be?
我们就会去哪里啊?
We'll be crying for the rocks to fall on us.
我们就会求那些石头遮住我们,
to hide us from the presence of the Lamb.
我们就要从羔羊的面来躲藏。
So it's a wonderful message, isn't it?
这是一个很奇妙的信息。
That the heir makes plain his rights.
那个承继者很清楚地说明他的权利。
And invites us to be his.
来邀请我们,叫我们属于他。
In preparation for the great day of final decision.
来预备到最终那个最大决定的那一天。
It's a great day for us all if we are His. He is Lord, Lord of my life, my body, my thought, everything.
如果我们属于他的,他是我们的主,我们的心思意念,我们的身体的主,我们何等喜乐见到那一天。
I shall welcome the moment when the book is opened.
我很欢迎那个书卷被打开那一天。
And His rights are there, indisputable.
他的权利,我们属于他的,那个是再无疑问了。
There are those who fear the coming of the Lord.
那些人惧怕耶稣的回来。
They don't want him.
他们不想要他。
Because they never became subjects to him.
他们从来都没有顺从过他。
But for those who are his.
但那些属于他的。
We're eagerly looking.
会很渴望的来仰望。
We are waiting.
我们在等候。
We're expecting for the moment.
我们在期望那一天。
When the heir to all things.
那个承继万有的那位。
Will be there.
来到的时候。
And we will be with him.
我们就会和他一起。
Let us be sure.
我们要肯定,
we are written in the books of the living, the Lamb's Book of Life.
我们要将我们的名字写在羔羊的生命册上面。
And if we're sure of it, be,
如果肯定的时候,
be joyful about it.
我们就欢喜快乐了。
And see that the Lord has now all that really belongs to him.
主就得着他本来原本属于他的一切。
Spirit, soul, and body.
我们的灵魂、身体都是属于他的了。
Mind, heart, and will.
我的心、我的意念都是他的。
My time.
我的时间。
My life.
我的一生。
My all.
我所有。
Amen.
Amen. Hi,亲爱的,我们感谢你,我们感谢你,我们可以说是,我们信你的人,我们可以说我们是属你的。主,我们何等的欢喜快乐,知道我们是属你的,我们不是在迷失的,我们不是在这个世界不知做什么的。主,我们感谢你,你来救我们。主,本来我们是属你的。主,我们求你,你打开我们的心中的眼睛,我们当中的朋友,主,我们求你,你打开他们心中的眼睛,你不要让 是那个世界的神,弄开他们的心眼,我们求你怜悯他们,我们求你打开他们的眼睛,打开他们心中的眼睛,以致他们能够看见。主,我们求你,你对我们的今天的说话,能够说在我们的里面,主,我们求你能够说在我们的心里面,我们知道,我们求的,不是只是头脑里面的知道明白,我们求的,你说在我们的心灵的里面,因为我们每一个的心灵的里面,我们都有一个很大的虚空,我们都是迷失的。 主,我们求你怜悯我们,我们求你纪念我们,我们属你的人,我们求你,你透过今天的话,主你更清楚地表现我们,今天我们是要为你来到活,我们是属你的,我们原本是属你的,我们的心思,意念,我们的一生,我们的言语,我们的行为,一切本来是你的,主是你用,不单止是原本是你的,不单止是因为你创造我们,原本是你的,而是主你,你救赎我们,主你,你是双重的来得着我们,主,我们求你,你叫我们的心 是更归你,叫我们在地上活得更清楚,我们为什么来到活,主,我们求你,你纪念我们今天的行的,我们这个听到的讯息,主,我们求主你的光能够光照我们,能够苏醒我们,能够叫我们是从沉睡里面醒过来,主,我们无论信了你的,未信你的,我们都求主你,你对我们说话,你求你的,你已经说的话,主你说在我们的心灵里面,主,我们知道不是一个悟性的问题,是一个心灵的问题,我们求
Some find the book of Revelation very difficult.
有些时候,启示录是很难的。
There was a group studying the book of Revelation and they were finding it very difficult.
我们一起读查启示录的时候，我们发觉好困难。
And after their study, they went out for a walk in the park.
当我们查完之后，我们就出去花园度行。
And they saw a man sitting on the seat reading.
我们看见一个人就坐在一张凳子上来读一些书。
And he was reading the Bible.
他在读圣经。
And he was reading the book of Revelation.
他在读启示录。